The Gemara in Daf Chaf Chesam Beis talks about a case of grifas tanner. You want to be gair for the tanner, you want to rake the bottom of the tanner, smoothen out the dirt down there, that's asar and yamtiv, according to the Chachamim. Now, what exactly is the isar being gair for tanner? Taisa says it's an isar of makim epatish. We're talking about a new tanner, is never used before, and you have a vanim and offer on the bottom, you have stones and dirt. So when you smoothen it out, you're going to be makim epatish, you're making it usable, and therefore that's asar and yamtiv. Then Taisus has a kasha. He says, but why does one need to come onto that isser makabe patish? Typically, that it's muktzah. The offer and the banim are muktzah. Anyways, you can't touch them. So why do we have to come onto the new isser makabe patish? Typically, mishum muktzah. That's Taisus' kasha. Now the mefarshim are bothered that lechara. It's hard to understand this kasha. Of course, makabe patish is a better reason. Makabe patish is nisa deraisa. Muktzah is only derabanan. So we'd rather say nisa deraisa makabe patish as opposed to muktzah, which is only nisa derabanan. So what exactly is Taisus asking? It's not so clear what he's asking. Now, Ritzel Al-Khanan in Chuvas Ber Yitzchak Semin Yigimel says a gvaldik pshadavir to be mazber Taisus, a tremendous chiddush. He says that Taisus is going l'shitasai from what he writes in Shabbos and Daf Tzadihei. So the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Tzadihei says that talks about being megabin, making cheese. If you take milk and you make it into cheese on Shabbos, what is the isser? Gemara says it's an isser of bina, it's binyan. It's like you're building something when you turn it into cheese. Taisus says lefi that he says a gemaldig achidish. Taisus says that on yamtiv it's mutter to make vina. It should be mutter to be megabin, even though it's an isser bina, because it's mutter for eichel nefesh. If you need to eat it, it would be mutter. Once you tell me you're allowed to be megabin, you can make vina on yamtiv because of eichel nefesh, then hu adin? We should say mitaych shahutter. We say the din of mitaych, and once bina is mutter for eichel nefesh, it's mutter also not for eichel nefesh. And he says, if your house falls down on yamtiv, not for base of yamtiv, mutter livnais of yamtiv. It's mutter to build it. Mitaych shehuter binyan letzarech. Once it's hutter to be for tzarech and megabin has bina within it. So hu adin is going to be mutter shalay letzarech as well, as long as there's a tzarech tzas. And if your house falls, you're allowed to build it on yamtiv. Valdig achidish the iser binyan on yamtiv. Is mutter minatayra. Taisa says midarbanin, you can't do it. It's lufda d'chol, but midaraisa would be mutter to do binin an yantav, a peldik echidish, based on the din of megabin. So that's what Taisa says over there. And Rabbitz Galchanan is maisif that if Taisa is correct, the binin is mutter an yantav because of mitaych, who would then makabe patish is going to be mutter an yantav because of mitaych, because every binin includes within it a makabe patish. When you build the house, then lucha makabe patish gedoyle mizu. So once you're mutter binin because of mitaych, who would then makabe patish is mutter because of mitaych, and the whole issa makabe patish and yantav is only an issa derabanan. And he says, therefore, Taisus l'shitasa, we understand what he's asking over here. Why do we have to say the reason that it's aser to be gar for the tanner is because of makabe patish? Tepel klei mishum muktza. Aye, muktza is darabanan, makabe patish is daraisa. No, Taisus l'shitasa from Shabbos holds a makabe patish and yontav is only darabanan because we have a mitaych on binyan. Once megabin is mutter, even though it's binyan, who then any binyan is mutter and nichol, and that is makabe patish. And therefore, the whole din makabe patish would only be an issa darabanan. That's the gemaldik achidish of Rebbitz Galchanan to be mazber Taisus over here. Now, based upon this, Taisus and Shabbos, that binyan on yantav is only darabanan. Rebbitz Galchanan wants to say gevaldik ahetar, which is nagia very much in Yoni Deyayma, that if a person's sukkah fell down on yamtiv, you could tell a guy to build it for you. So even though building is a daraisa and you can't do a miral akam and a daraisa pashas, but Rebbitz Galchanan, according to Taisus, binyan is only darabanan, and it's a shus to shus b'makom mitzvah, and you would be allowed to tell the guy to rebuild your sukkah for you. It's very nagia if somebody's chach flies away on yamtiv and you want to put it back. It's a shaila binyan, possibly binyan daraisa. The place can talk about that. But Rebbitz Galchanan is saying a new heter, that being that the whole binyan, even binyan mamish, is only darabanan, for sure putting the schach back is only darabanan, and it would be mutter to tell a guy to do it, al shvus to shvus, b'makom matzarech, b'makom mitzvah. And that would be a heter to tell a guy to put on the schach. This is not muskim. Many argue on it, but that is the chiddush, the heter, Rebbitz Galchanan, based upon this Taisus over here and the Taisus in Shabbos.